Good evening. This is The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And I'm Kent Lindquist, your host for the evening. And we've got 2 hours of fine mainstream jazz ahead of us this evening, so I hope you'll stick around and listen to the fine music we've got lined up for you. We're going to do a second installment of our highlight artist. We did an installment last week on jazz bassist Oscar Pettiford, and he was one of the fathers of modern mainstream jazz, succeeding in the line from Jimmy Blanton with the Ellington Band, and then Oscar came along with Ray Brown and Charles Mingus and others. But we're going to try to sample some of Oscar's work tonight, and we're going to lead off with the an album he cut back in 53 on the debut label, the new Oscar Peterson Sextet with Phil Urso on tenor sax, Julius Watkins on French horn, Walter Bishop on piano. And now I'm not sure on this track. He plays Oscar on some of these tracks, plays cello, and some of the tracks he plays bass. We'll have to listen on this one. This is a Quincy Jones composition, Stockholm Sweetening. Thank you. It was from an album called The New Oscar Pettiford Sextet, cut on a debut album. And on that particular track, besides Phil Urso on tenor sax, the bass work was actually done there by Charlie Mingus, because the Oscar Pettiford moved from the string bass over to the cello, so that cello solo was by Oscar on that track. Well, we're going to go out to the West Coast now. Here's an octet that made countless albums on a contemporary label. All these guys were really permanent members, or most of them were permanent members of the Les Brown Big Band. But Dave Pell, the tenor sax man, broke off and cut a lot of albums under his own name. This is called the Dave Pell Octet, led up by tenor sax man Dave Pell, from an album called Love Story, and has some fine people in that octet, including Don Fagerquist on trumpet, Ray Sims on trombone — that's Zoot Sims' brother, was a pretty good trombone player — and this guy was not in the Les Brown Band, he was in the Hollywood Studios making all kinds of money, Andrew Previn on piano. So let's listen to their version of Can't We Be Friends. Thank you. Ah, yes, that was a swinger. I misspoke when I introduced that particular track as the Dave Pell Octet. That was actually the Clifford Brown Blue Note album, New Star on the Horizon. Of course, that was the unmistakable trumpet sounds of Clifford Brown, Gigi Grice on alto sax, who composed that composition, Hymn of the Orient, Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, John Lewis on piano, and Art Blakey was just driving him right through everything on drums on that particular track. Now we're going to resume our highlight artist of the week, bassist cellist Oscar Pettiford, and this is from his album, the new Oscar Pettiford Quintet, and this is a composition written by Johnson called, I think it's O.C. Johnson who's the drummer on this particular track, Minor Seventh Heaven, and this is a includes Donald Byrd on trumpet, Brooke Meyer on valve trombone, Gigi Grice is back on tenor sax, Jerome Richardson on tenor sax. Let's listen to Minor Seventh Heaven. Thank you. Oscar Peterford leading up a nice little group from his album Oscar Peterford Volume 2. Donald Byrd on trumpet. Jerome Richardson on tenor sax. And O.C. Johnson on drums. O.C. Johnson wrote that particular composition called Minor Seventh Heaven, and the bass solo, of course, there was by our featured artist of the week, Oscar Peterford. Now we're going to play, finally, what I had misintroduced earlier in the show. We want to do that track now by the Dave Pell Octet from his album Love Story, with Dave Pell, of course, on tenor sax, Don Fagerquist on trumpet, Andre Previn on piano. Let's listen to Can't We Be Friends? Nice, easy ballad. Can't We Be Friends, done by the Dave Pell Octet from his album Love Story. And, of course, that was Dave Pell on tenor sax. He had some fine trumpet work there by Don Fagerquist. You heard Ray Sims on trombone. Okay, we'll go back now again to our featured artist of the week, and that's Oscar Peterford. And he put together an album that was comprised of a little big band. Had quite an auspicious ensemble, including Art Farmer on trumpet, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Lucky Thompson on tenor sax, Gigi Grice on alto sax. And this is a little thing written by pianist Horace Silver called Speculation. Oscar Pettiford and his orchestra in Hi-Fi, Volume 1, cut back in 1956 in a fine big band arrangement. It included Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Jerome Richardson on tenor sax, Art Farmer on trumpet, and Tommy Flanagan on piano on the solos on that particular track. Now I'm going to do something that was composed by Miles Davis. It became kind of a jazz standard, played by most of the jazz artists down through the years, and that's Four, F-O-U-R. And this is performed by Phineas Newborn Jr., a great pianist out of Memphis, Tennessee. And this is from a contemporary album from the great jazz piano of Phineas Newborn. Backing up Phineas on piano is Sam Jones on bass and Lewis Hames on drums. Thank you. Davis composition. At least Miles said he wrote it. There's been some dispute of that between various artists over the years, but he gets usually the credit on all the LPs and CDs. It's four, and that was the Phineas Newborn Jr. doing a sparkling piano version of that particular composition. This is a tasteful little album that was done on the ABC Paramount label. Lucky Thompson featuring Oscar Pettiford via one. Of course, we're going back now to our featured artist of the week, cellist and bassist Oscar Pettiford. And this is just a fine little album, and it's amazing how much great music a good jazz artist can make when it's even just three of them. This just has Lucky Thompson on tenor, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Keeter Betts on guitar. There's no drums or piano, and it's a little thing cooked up by Oscar and Lucky called OP meets LT. Thank you. Marky Thompson on tenor sax, Oscar Pettiford on bass, Keeter Betts on guitar, just a little trio doing a little thing cooked up by Oscar and Lucky in the studio, I assume. OP meets LT from an album, Lucky Thompson presents Oscar Pettiford Volume 1. Now we're going to do another composition by a pianist that isn't well known, but he was a great swinger, cut a few things on the Blue Note label and kind of disappeared a little bit into the woodwork. I think later on he started working a little bit with Charles Mingus. This is from Horace Parlan's album Up and Down. This is a title track written by Horace. And along with Horace on piano, we have Booker Irvin on tenor sax and Grant Green on guitar. Let's listen to Up and Down. Well, you know, this is Kent Lindquist. This is the Feeling of Jazz, and we've been here for better part of the first hour here on 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night. I'd like for you to join us every Sunday night for some swinging jazz sounds. And we're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour, and then we're going to come back with another hour of swinging sounds. And we're going to close this thing out with one of my favorite tenor men, Hank Mobley. And this is from his album. This is a title track from his album Soul Station, written by Hank. Let's listen to the Hank Mobley Group doing Soul Station. This concludes the first hour of The Feeling of Jazz. We'll be right back after the news break. Please stay around for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. We have some great sounds coming up. This is to remind you that you are listening to 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore.